Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked.
Welcome back to another episode of Sterling Municipal Library's podcast, where we talk to you about the books we'd like to recommend. And Sabrina is bringing us a book series that came from our juvenile collection. So this is kind of right on the heels where we were talking about Ralph S. Mouse and
exactly.
The Warrior series.
Yes.
She's here to talk with us about The Guardians of Ga'Hoole.
Which is a very popular series.
Yeah, it was a big part of my childhood. Mm-hmm. And then I decided to revisit it during COVID because I couldn't focus on anything that was too real.
Yeah.
I mean, I was struggling to find. Yeah. Like, I tried 3 or 4 different books that I was really looking forward to. And I couldn't get past the first 40 pages.
Those like middle grade books are the perfect amount of like an action adventure with not too much heaviness.
Exactly.
Like you can kind of just float through them.
Exactly.
Did you read the whole series when you were young? Like, had you
finished
it?
No. So this is when I was young. I was an avid reader. Mm-hmm. I'd read like a book or two a day. Like, I obviously didn't have a lot of friends, but
sorry, like, me too.
That was like, I loved reading. Like, that was just my thing. And so my parents weren't really keen on Harry Potter, so I didn't get to go into like a lot of Harry Potter, like any of that awesome fan lifestyle. But my mom would take me to the Sanderson Mall to, I want to say, Borden Books.
Yes, I remember that one.
Okay,
yeah,
Borden
it was,
Books.
It was Walden.
Was it Walden?
Yes, it was a Walden's.
Okay, yeah, yes, yeah. It was in the mall. Yes.
Yeah, so she'd take me there and we would, like, she'd let me go pick out a book. Mm-hmm. And I did not want to read this book about owls. I was like, Mom, that's not the book I want. And she's like, this is the one you're getting. And I was like, but what about the other one I picked out? And she's like, no, you're going to like this one. And so I entered the world of fantasy and about owls. And
poor little kid you was just like, I want to hate this book so much, but I don't.
But I
Dang
don't.
It.
Exactly.
So does it feature a lot of different kinds of owls?
It does, which I think that's why she knew I would like it, was because I was very, like, as much as I read, I was also like outdoors a lot. So
yeah.
I was really like into nature and things like that. And so it's all centered. The first book is called The Capture. It came out in 2003. So like little fourth grade Sabrina was like, here we go. Like, I'm excited for this. Not really in the beginning, but so I started reading it and I got really into it because it was fascinating to me because it was mainly about an owl named Soren and his family, and they were barn owls. And so that was really cool because my Nana had a barn owl in, you know, the back part of her land. So I was like really excited. I was like, I've seen these type of owls before.
Little you was like, it's Soren.
I know. Yes, literally. Like, I'd sit on the back porch at my Nana's house and just be like, come on, please. Like, please let me see this owl tonight. And so from there, the whole book was about getting pushed out of the nest and getting, like, by, you don't really know he got pushed out of the nest at first, but by the end of the book, you know. And it's no secret, really. And he gets put on this journey where there's evil owls and they're like snatching baby chicks from nest and things like that. And it just takes you on this journey. You meet all these other different kind of owls. And Catherine Lasky, as the author, just did a terrific job of like describing them. So I had all of these like pictures in my mind. And then it was just so vivid. Like, as a kid, I was like, yes, this is awesome. And what was really cool was she produced, like, these books came out like really quickly.
Yeah.
There was 3 books in 1 year.
Yeah.
You know, so they were coming out really fast. So every trip, my mom would, if there was a new one, that was the book I was getting, which by that time I was very excited. You know, so I only read to book 8,
okay.
which came out in 2005. So this is just a very fleeting 2 years of my childhood wrapped up in these like owl books. And I guess, I don't know what happened. I went into middle school and I think maybe Walden Books closed or, you know, something
happened.
Yeah, because we didn't go anymore and I never got another owl book. And so.
And how many are in the series?
15.
Oh my gosh.
15.
So you only went halfway.
Yeah. So this is where I was super shocked. I started like working here and I passed, you know, the shelf one day looking for books for a patron. And I was like, oh my gosh, there's so many. And I was like, I'm gonna
read
this.
Seven little gold nuggets sitting on a shelf.
Yes, exactly. And so I was like, man, it took me on this trip into my childhood. And then when COVID was happening, I was like, I can't read anything that's normal. What about that owl series? So I, like, the last day or two that we were open, or even, you know, that weekday that we were closed, I came in and I checked out all 15 of them. Just happily walked my butt to the desk and checked them out for me. And my husband was like, no, what are you doing? Like, this is crazy. And I dived in and I just finished book 15 last week. And it was a great trip. And I highly recommend it. So it was really cool. I I mean, there's the barn owl, Soren, and then Gilfy is like an elf owl, mm-hmm, which is really small.
So cute and tiny.
Yes, yes. And then Twilight is a great gray, so he's huge. Mm-hmm. Literally, like, they are so big. And then Digger was like a burrowing owl. And so those four were like your main characters, mm-hmm, for the first couple of books. And then from there, you get the rest of the Chaw together, as they're called, like a band of owls, apparently.
Is that a real, like, name for a band of owls?
I don't think so. There's a lot of, like,
their clan name, their hangout name.
Yeah, there was a lot of those type of words, because at the end of each book there's
a glossary.
Yeah, which is super cool for when you get to like book 13 and you're like, who is this owl?
And I forgot about that.
Exactly. Yeah, so it rolls back together.
Toward the end of the series, was it still as appealing as it was at the beginning? Because a lot of times authors start strong and then they just start kind of recycling material.
Yeah, so her books are really interesting. So through book 1 through 8, it was all the same characters. Mm-hmm. And then book 9, 10, and 11 were throwbacks. So they were like the prequels. So I got to 9, 10, and 11 and I was really interested because I love historical fiction. So to me, it was its own little form of historical fiction for the series, which I love. And then I even wrote it in my notes here. I was like, I got to, where did I put it? Yeah, book 11 through 15 were just a twist. Everything that was happening, I was like, really? Is that really what we're... Oh, wow. Okay. Still read it because I was faithful.
Did it feel like unbelievable almost?
Yeah.
Like it changed too much as a series too quickly?
It didn't change... Well, because you went from everything like present time and then you go 3 books in the past.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden this next book ties back to the past. But in such
like
a...
Like it's in the present, but it ties back to what you just read?
Yes. Hmm. And so... But it was so unexpected that I literally was like, really? Like, I found myself saying that over and over again and just sitting on the couch and then randomly, really? And it was just one of those, oh, man, I don't know. So that first book, mm-hmm, where it was the throwback was really hard to get through.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this just seems so foreign. Like, it's like a fantasy inside of a fantasy, you mm-hmm know? So it was kind of a trip. But once we got through that first book afterwards, then it kind of settled. Then I was like, all right, this is a new normal. I'm going to live with it. And we're going to get through it, because the next book brought in a lot more of the present time. It was more of the same. And so it felt more realistic at that point. So I liked it. I got to book 15 and it finished. Like, I finished it. And I don't want to say I was disappointed, but I was surprised that was how it ended. And then I thought to myself, but how else could it have ended?
Yeah.
And I didn't really have another answer for how else it could
was
have ended.
Was it abrupt, or did it feel like everything was resolved?
I felt like it was very abrupt. Like, I mean, I knew the resolution was coming. And again, these are juvenile fiction, so it's only like 185 pages.
Yeah.
So there's not like a lot of time for conflict resolution.
Well, she also had 15 books.
That's true. She really intended to do like 8. And so, you know.
I imagine what happened is they were incredibly popular. So they were like, you need to come up with some more books. And that's why it felt very different for the rest of them. Because she was coming from a different perspective.
And they
probably
also released a movie at some point, right?
So, yeah. So the movie, which I have not seen yet, but I want to, is book 1, 2, and 3 all together.
Okay.
I'm excited about seeing the movie. And then another little tidbit that I learned after the fact was that she came out with a 16th book.
What?
Oh.
Ready for this? A sequel to everything else. And I haven't read it. I'm just a little unsure if I want to dive back in. So I'm on the fence. I probably will read it because I'm committed.
Do
like
we
that.
Have it?
If we do, yes.
Okay.
I just didn't realize.
You were like, this must be some other thing.
Well, because of the way they were on the shelf, it's not labeled book 16.
Yeah.
So I just thought it was like a, I don't really know what I thought, but I just got the ones that 1, 2, 3, you know, had the numbers on it. That's the ones I got. So now it's like, it's a prequel to their like leader of the, at the tree who like how the tree came about, how the teachings, you know, all of that. So I was just really fascinated. And going back as an adult and reading, like at the beginning of the first couple books, I was like, yes, I remember all of this. And then I got to book 5 through 8. I was like, I know I read it, but I didn't realize that's what happened.
Yeah.
And everyone is sassier than they were when I was a child.
Oh, that's
I did
funny.
Not pick up on sass, apparently. Sarcasm, sassiness, none of that. I did not pick up on it at all. So
That's awesome.
It was a good read. Like, it was a really, it's what I needed during COVID, honestly. Like, it was, the things got crazy, the news got crazy, more shutdown regulations happened, and just walk out on the balcony, sit in my rocking chair, and start another book.
Would you recommend children's fiction in general, or just going back and reading something you read when you were a kid? Which one do you think was most helpful of those two?
I think going back and connecting to your childhood, because it gives you that
nostalgia factor.
Yeah, that passage of time, and it makes you feel almost like a kid again, because I got giddy. I'm not going to lie to y'all. Yeah. I got giddy about some things, and I was like, oh, I can't wait to figure out what happens.
So what you're saying is I should read the Animorph series again.
If that's something you read as a child, definitely. Please do it.
We kind of have a theme of that going on right now.
Read a series with animals.
Yes. And speaking of animals, so in the Guardians of Ga'Hoole books, it's not just owls.
Okay.
So there's like nestmate snakes that like help with their nest or whatever. But there's also these wolves from the land is called the Beyond. Like, it's a kingdom. And so there's wolves from the Beyond. And then there's like polar bears.
Are they all
Arctic.
Also like sentient? And can they all talk to each other?
They can all talk to each other, but they all kind of, their worlds intertwine. But at the same time, they do their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Owls are, it's all after humans too.
Yeah.
I think I forgot to say that.
Oh,
but
wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it's all after humans.
So humans used to be there. And
humans
they're not
used to
anymore.
Be there. Yeah. And so they have these like ruins made by the others. And they're like, they talk about stained glass and, you know, like different kind of architecture. The way the others built these buildings are so different than our hollows, you know, like that sort of language. But she wrote another series spinning off of Guardians of Ga'Hoole with Wolves of the Beyond, which I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind of interested in.
Yeah,
and sounds kind
of
spooky.
Bears of the Ice.
Bears of the Ice.
Yeah, so Wolves of the Beyond happened pretty close to Guardians of Ga'Hoole, like her writing them. But Bears of the Ice just came out in 2018. So,
she's
2019.
Still going.
She's 75, you guys. I did the math, which is so bad. She was 60 when she wrote Guardians of Ga'Hoole.
Oh, wow.
Yes. She's written hundreds of books. She's done a lot of Dear America, Royal Diaries, which looking back on it, I did read a lot of her Dear America books as a child, too.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
That was pretty cool to see that she was author on that. But she also does adult fiction as well. And she wrote a book, which I'm going to see if we have. I haven't checked yet. It's called Night Witches, and it's about Soviet women pilots in World War II.
Oh, yes, because their planes would rattle so much, wouldn't they? They were wooden planes.
Oh, yeah. My God.
That's why they were called the Night Witches.
I'm so excited. I just saw it I haven't even looked into it anymore, but I wrote it down because I really want to read it now.
That's interesting that this author that you read when you were a kid not only wrote a bunch of other books you read when you were a kid that you didn't realize, but also has authored hundreds of books.
Literally, I was floored. I was like going through all of her stuff and I just kept writing and I was just very excited. But yeah, like how cool is it that she took Guardians of Ga'Hoole and then went off on these other series and now I'm interested just because of, you know, the same characters that showed up as they were important to the Guardians of Ga'Hoole books, but now they're getting their own series.
Like, were there any distinct, and I kind of think you hinted at it, but I just kind of want to know an example of one.
Yeah.
Were there any distinct memories that you had of reading the book where you were kind of instantly transported back when you read it as an adult?
Like a little flashback.
A little flashback. So there was a time when like they were flying to the Guardians of Ga'Hoole tree, which at the time they thought was just a legend, and they were like, they were orphans, they had no idea. This was like the band, which was like the four that I talked about at the beginning, Soren, Gylfie, Twilight, and Digger. And so they were flying to the Guardians of Ga'Hoole tree as a last hope. Like, they had escaped from a horrible place. They had no idea they were going to make it. And I just remember wondering if it was real. Like, as a kid, you know, that excitement.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Is it really real? Like, are they going to make it? Because in the first book, you don't know. Like, the first book ends and they're going on the trip. And it's wait, but do they make it? What are they going to do? They're orphans. Like, you know, you're like freaking out for them. And I just remember feeling that same sort of like peril. Like,
yeah.
But did they make it? And so I really did resonate with that. And so I immediately read book two because I was like, back to back, I've got to know. And I'm like, they've obviously made it.
It's called Guardians of Ga'Hoole, so I'm assuming they made it. But
exactly. But I need like confirmation. So that was one moment I was like, oh wait, hold on. We're not going to wait around for book two. Like, I'm going to read it tonight.
It feels very like apocalypse light, like a children's version but with animals of stuff like Walking Dead and things like that, where
but
like
kind of with a twist, because like humans are gone and the world's better for it, I'm guessing.
So it's like, they never really talk about, like, the humans other than the others.
I imagine it's so far separate that they're just like, who knows, aliens?
Yeah. they don't know what they look like. They only know about, like, the statues they've seen. Like, she doesn't really hint on, like, others at all. It's deep fantasy in that this is a world of owls, mm-hmm. and this is how we coexist. But there are times where it's like, gosh, the owl world is going to go down. Like, we are not going to, like, make it through. And because they battle it out with several mm-hmm. different entities who are trying to destroy the owl world. And
who are some of those entities?
So you have the very first book is about St. Aggies is the name of it, and or St. Agnes. And basically it was owls were trying to, they were moon blinking, air quotes on that, because I don't think it's a real thing. They were moon blinking these chicks, which is exposing them to the full moon straight on, eyes on the moon, and it puts them into basically like hypnotizes them and it messes with their brains. They're not able to do anything, and they were making them search for these flecks, something like that, which is basically magnetic iron, little pieces of magnetic iron. And these evil owls realized that when you put it all together, it would kill people, basically. It would kill owls. And so they escaped from St. Agnes, from these evil owls, only to find out later that the brother of Soren, who pushed him out of the nest, who was just a hateful evil owl, had put together a band of pure ones, which were the Tito Albinus. Albus, Tito Albus, which is the official name for like genus and everything for owls.
Oh, yeah.
And so, or for barn owls. And they put together a group of like pure ones. And then they were trying to take over, basically enslave all other kinds of owls. Not just enslave, like they would kill them. Or they would.
I love a good children's book that's like, so this is war.
Yeah.
And this is genocide.
All of it. Like there is so much war in all of them. I think one of the books is even called The War of the Ember. Like it's literally like all about war. And it's about. There's also gizzard resistors. So there's people who don't believe in war and are like, I'll help with the wounded, but I will not help you with anything
else.
They
even had pacifists.
Yeah. It was honestly like, I read it and I was like, there are a lot of adult undertones here mm-hmm. that I never picked up on as a child, like at all. Especially the sassiness and the sarcasm. Like I thought to myself, Sabrina, like, did you just not get any of this as a child? Because these books are hilarious. Like, there's a ton of sarcasm, and you didn't pick up on any of that.
Now, one thing that was interesting, because we had somebody review the Warrior series, and he was talking about how cats would die in that one. Did you have any sense of that in this, or were the stakes not quite that high?
Oh, yeah, owls died. Owls definitely died.
Anytime you're like, one of them called themselves the pure owls, and then they would enslave and kill the other owls. It's just like,
but
ooh,
I mean, did you lose any like of your good characters?
Yes, we did. And at one point, we almost lost someone really important, and it was just, I thought to myself, really? They're gonna let her die? Like, she's important. Like, we can't. Oh my! And then at the very end, there's a very dramatic death, and it kind of gets you. But then the book ends so abruptly that you don't really have time to grieve or get upset mm-hmm. about the death. But there is a lot of death. And it's also like there's a lot of, I mean, war, honestly, like, and what goes into war and how hard it is and like how you do battle maneuvers and stuff like this. They have blacksmiths who work in forges. And so they made these battle claws that would go on their talons. They came up with all different kinds of battle claws.
Little
battle claws that had little embers in the like the claws that could, you know, you could pick up like a branch and like rake it over and it would catch on fire. And then you're fighting with fire. I mean, there was a lot of battle. Like,
interesting.
I learned some things, man. I don't know much about war, but now I feel like I do. So, but I never picked up on how heavy that was. It was there, but it wasn't,
the bigger picture wasn't really
mm-hmm. even
exposed.
As an adult,
yeah,
now that I think about it, it wasn't like overbearing mm-hmm. in a way. So
what kind of reader would you recommend this for?
Okay, so any kid, basically any like child who likes to read juvenile fiction, like if they're at that point, suggest it to them for sure. I think that they would like it.
Mm-hmm. Do they need to like animals, or do you think there's enough action that it could hook them anyway?
I think there's enough action, but I also think you have to be higher in age because there's a lot of big vocabulary and that sort of thing for juvenile fiction. So there is a little bit there of.
Especially, it comes with its own glossary.
Too. Yeah,
so it's made
glossary.
Up and real.
Exactly. And they throw in a lot of history in the book, so you have to be able to retain information and think back a couple of books to why that's relevant now. Okay. So that's where I was trying to think of how to describe that. Basically, you have to be able to hold on to a large amount of information because it's apparently relevant when you get to book 12, mm-hmm. you know, which at times I had to go back and Google, like,
yeah.
what does... Like, I was like, this is important, and I know I read about it, but I don't remember, you know, so there was a time or two that I did that. And I think even if you have an interest in fantasy or you're at a point where you want to read something just totally, like, I just don't want to have to think too hard. Mm-hmm. I don't want to analyze.
Book.
Yeah, exactly. Just give it a go. I enjoyed it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for bringing one of your childhood favorite series.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It was a lot of fun.
And stay tuned next week for more fantastic book recommendations.
Bye.